Today we're diving into the playbook of one of the UAE's biggest satire creators, Zubair, how he went from school halls to 11 years of viral hits. We're talking platform strategy, creative slumps, and real tips for creators. Enjoy.
Go ahead.
Is there even a way to introduce our guest?
I think you can. Come on.
Okay. Trying to get cancelled is very difficult these days. But there's one man I've always seen that's managed to avoid it, especially when it refers to biryani and butter chicken.
Oh.
You know? But more importantly, he's managed to go from being this young, shy kid from a school called ENS into possibly one of the biggest faces of satire comedy in the UAE. So for our producer, Bilal, today, this book is definitely necessary. Welcome back to another episode of MDX Unplugged, Unfiltered, Unscripted University Life. My name is Tanura. I'm, of course, joined by my fellow co-host and color commentator, Farhan Feroz.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, I'm too excited for this.
You're excited for this episode, aren't you?
Absolutely.
We are joined by a multicultural, multi-diverse, academically gifted sports legend of the comedy scene.
Thank you for the introduction.
It is none other than one of the goats of dark humor comedy himself, or just comedy in general, Zubair. I cannot say your last name.
Saruk.
Damn it. Zubair Saruk. Welcome to the show. I'm not going to waste any time. Of course, I know Farhan is very excited. He sent me like a list of 15 questions.
15 questions? Are you sure?
I don't know, man.
Or maybe more.
Exactly.
So this amazing introduction, do you want to introduce yourself just to have a better idea for everyone listening out there?
My name is Zubair Saruk. I'm a mixed child. Half Yemeni, half Indian. Father from Yemen, mother from India. Where the f*** is the camera, bro? I'm looking at the screen.
Where is my camera? Okay, sorry. So that's the main camera.
Where, this is my camera?
This is the camera.
This is your solo show. Let's do it again.
Okay, go
ahead. My name is Zubair Saruk. I'm a mixed child. Father Yemeni, mother Indian. Best of both worlds. I have the card. I can insult Arabs. I can insult Indians because I'm mixed. So, you know, and I went to school. I don't like to take the name because I paid fees. Why should I promote them for free?
We'll censor that. Don't worry.
Censor it. I don't like to promote that school because I don't have good memories from school.
I think we both have traumas from the same school.
That's why I never attended university. This is my second time in my life entering a university.
On a university podcast, that really helps the admission, you guys.
MDX.
That really helps my job, you guys. But speaking of schools, you guys went to the same school, right?
Yes, we just know this. We don't have the lore. I think he's 2 years older to me. That's more or less it.
But no, if you went to the same school, you immediately know all of the lore of the school itself.
What's your date of birth?
99.
Oh, I'm 4 years older.
Okay, well, the 4 years it is.
Okay, but yeah, so how was... I know you guys obviously didn't meet in school that much, but like, what was that experience? Come on, we have to hear some lore.
I just saw him playing football. That's the only...
I'm a really good football player. Yeah. But the school was traumatizing. The teachers were scary. Like, I used to watch this anime and this American movies. The teachers are so pretty. The teachers in our school were scary. They used to say, teachers are like your mother, like your father. Bro, no. The monsters.
What curriculum? CBSE,
yes.
I'm surprised you end up in CBSE. Like, what was that process? Like, was there like a thought process behind that?
The principal of the school was my father's friend. So when he opened the first ever school in our area, which was in Messaloon, my elder sister was one of the first students in that school.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, they became friends. And after that, like all the siblings went
it
to the same school.
It became a heritage school at that point.
Yes, all the siblings went to the same school. You know, the funny story is after I finished 10th, I went to join 11th and 12th. That doesn't make sense. You have to take admission again in your own school to study 11th and 12th.
I think it was everywhere. Even for me,
Not really. I mean, I got kicked out, so...
What the heck?
11th and 12th. They're like, yeah, no, we don't need you anymore. Bye.
So I went with my father for admission to the vice principal, and the vice principal does like this. Imagine this is my, mark sheet.
Okay.
He goes like, we took care of Zubair till 10th. I think you should find another school for Zubair. My father looked at him. He was like, okay. He takes the paper, he leaves. Next day, he comes and meets the principal. And he goes like, who's that guy he rejected? How can he reject? You know, his elder sister studied in school, this, that, blah, blah.
Now, there's the Wastaka.
Yeah, and then he was like, okay, fine. Go down and whichever stream your son wants, let him take it. Okay. They were not giving science stream to anyone. He's like, if Zubair wants science stream, let him take it. But then I hate studies. So I was like, no way I'm taking science. Anything to stay away from mathematics, I'm taking that. I didn't know there was accounts in commerce. So I ended up with mathematics still. But then I took the commerce stream and it was not a very good experience. But I'm glad I went to that school because a few of the characters were from, you know, those experiences I had in that school.
Was it mainly 11th and 12th or just the whole?
The whole thing.
From kindergarten up.
So you studied from kindergarten over there?
No, I studied from first grade.
Okay. So from primary school up until graduation, departure.
They traumatized me so much that after that I decided I'm not going to go for any education. Like, I was like, no way, I'm not going to do this. That's it.
Unless you're coming for MDX Unplugged, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's
trying
great.
To save the brand right now, guys.
Yeah.
If you guys promise me a sponsorship from MDX, I will take MDX name like 10, 20 times more.
You know what? We shall discuss this off.
I do not have the jurisdiction. He does.
We'll talk about it.
MDX is the best.
MDA. Oh.
That's one.
There we go.
Can I take another university's name or no?
You can actually. There's
no. That's the benefit of pre-recording. We can edit it out.
Oh, okay.
No, you actually can.
MIT University had called me as a chief guest.
Oh, like couple of, yes, I did see this on LinkedIn.
Yeah, they called me as chief guest. It was very fun. I had a little tussle with a teacher over there as well.
It's an Indian university, so like...
No, it was not an Indian teacher, though. Because when I gave the speech, I said, you know...
I was about to say flashbacks.
When I gave the speech, I was like, I'm really glad I'm here. I never got the opportunity to, you know, pursue higher studies. But if I have the opportunity, I will do it. And then it was a question and answer session. It was already pre-made questions, which I don't like. I like challenge. I was like, throw the paper away. Whoever wants to ask, let them ask. Mm-hmm. So this teacher goes like... What are you trying to say that, you know, you are successful, you have 1 million followers because you'd not go to college, you'd not study? And I'm like, bruh, I didn't say any of this.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, but then I had to be diplomatic. I was like, see, I said if I had the opportunity, I would pursue higher studies. I didn't have amazing teachers like you in my life. I mean, he was not amazing at all, but then I had to say it.
Listen, that's the skill of being a diplomat.
Yeah. So I was like, if I had teachers like you, I would have been more successful. And then he was happy. He was like, oh, nice. I just say you wanted glazing.
But to be fair, like, would you have been more successful or would you have done it without him?
I mean, whatever I've learned from YouTube. And whatever I've learned is not taught by universities. If MDX wants teacher, you can contact me. I will teach them content creation.
I got you.
But
digital marketing, let's get it.
But if I would have attended university, I would have probably not been this successful. Not because there's a problem with university, but me personally, the field I'm in, you need experience. You don't need degree. So if I would have got a degree, then I would have gone out in the real world. And then I would have gained experience. But what happened with me was after I finished 12th grade, my father, he was in charge of police. He was a police officer. So he wanted me to join police. I didn't want to join. And I worked in Cosmo Travels, which is a visa typing center for 6 months. I resigned after that because I hardly, you know, spent time over there. And then I went to airport. I worked in airport 7 years. Yes. So there.
Sharjah Airport?
Yes, Sharjah Airport. There you meet different people, everything.
I'm sorry for you, man.
No, it was lovely.
I was talking more like from like the rush and everything that happens, like the 360 cycle of
7 years in Sharjah Airport was one of my best time. If I have the opportunity to leave content creation and go back to the Sharjah Airport job, I would probably choose that. Wow. I had 2 days duty, 2 days off, and I used to make content. Majority of my content over there. So I enjoyed.
A lot of people, like, it's a trend now, like that's crazy to hear, because especially people when they get to certain positions nowadays, like, they, some people are happy like where they started off, but a lot of people would never want to go back to that situation, you know?
Oh, I mean, I loved working there. I will tell you why after the podcast.
So tune in for the BTS, guys.
So is that a profession you would choose if you weren't a content creator?
Probably, because I mean, see, most of the time I spend over there was with my friends because they also was working with me. Mm-hmm. And I was outside the airport. Mm-hmm. I was in charge of the parking. So we had our own office outside. It was fun. It was, you know, the work was fun. But then a private company took over. Mm-hmm. So, you know, private companies were 6 days off, 1 day duty. I was like, no, hell no, I'm not doing that. So I resigned.
Six days off, 1 day duty?
I mean, 6 days duty, 1 day off.
Okay, there we go. Listen, if you gave me 6 days off, take the contract, please.
Yeah.
I'll go on the minimum wage level stuff, bro. Easy.
Fair enough. But you have turned into a biggest content creator, one of the biggest content creators over here. So when it comes to content creation, you made so many viral hits, viral videos over the years. I think it's been like almost 8 to 9 years, if I'm not mistaken.
11 years.
So you made so many of them. But has there been a video which has actually got into trouble, especially over here? Like, or is there like, okay, we get like backlash, is quite normal for content creators. That's because many people get offended. We can't like please everyone. But was there like any skit or a video which actually got into trouble or anything like that?
Yes, last year during the
That's a bit too recent, can't lie.
Sorry,
continue. Which one?
Last year when there were the floods, the rains.
Okay.
Yes, I posted a video. According to me, it was not offensive, it was satire, but then I got a call saying, you know, it's better remove that video, and then I removed it and it's fine. The video had got like 3 million views in like 30 minutes.
Ooh.
So that's a pretty good, you know, metric for a video.
What was the context of this video?
If you're allowed...
It's related to a rain. That's it.
3 million views in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Related to rain.
Yes.
Either that was comedic genius or people really started sharing that video.
It was relatable, you can say.
Okay. But was it like right after thing or was it during the thing?
It was during the thing.
Perfect timing.
But then I respected the request, you know, to remove it. So I was like, it's fine.
See, now, this is what I like a lot about like creators like you. A lot of creators as well, like even if they get paid, like sometimes if they get told like to remove something, like sure, like it's never something that you'd enjoy to do because you know the numbers are good. But then if you have to do it, you respect the wishes. But there's so many, not just like here in the UA, but around the world, they're like, no, we're not going to remove it.
It was like that.
I guess it was just like an indirect like
no,
link
brands,
they're trying to make.
Brands try to avoid, like big brands, big companies, they try to, you know, distance themselves from anything controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Anything controversial, they try to distance. I understand their point, mm-hmm. but then
they're quite scared of like the backlash and how it's going to cost their sales and all of those kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Fair enough. So you've done for 11 years. 11 years content. Long period of time, it's long longevity as well. But have you ever felt giving up at some point? Or was like,
of course, you have to feel like giving up. If you don't feel like giving up, then you're too arrogant. You're too egoistic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I'm the best. No, confidence is good, but then you will always have, you know, ups and downs in life. So I always felt like giving up. Like every 2 months, it's like a male period for me. I'm like,
Is it like a seasonal thing every single year?
That's it.
The way we got...
Can't do it.
The way we got our off-season, like, in summer, he's got his off-season, like, every other month.
Yeah, it should be... I'll feel it every 3 days. Like, maybe it just got done a couple of weeks back for me. So, you know, I feel like that's it. I want to quit. I don't want to do it anymore. 11 years. What else I'll do?
Mm-hmm.
I've basically done everything. Like... People used to watch me, now they're creating content. And like, oh, Zubair, I'm watching you from childhood. I'm like, I'm not 40 years old, bro. Come on. So yeah, I felt like giving up. But then I love doing this,
mm-hmm.
so I do it. And I had like a plan in my mind of how I want to do things. And alhamdulillah, it went accordingly. I didn't want to conquer all the platform at once.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. See, some people, they're famous on Instagram. Some people, they're famous on TikTok. Some people only on Facebook. Me, I'm famous everywhere. On all the platforms. So my game plan was, okay, YouTube was trending first. I mean, Facebook was trending. I created videos on Facebook nonstop. After that, COVID hit. I focused more on YouTube. I was posting content on all platforms, but I was posting content relevant to a single platform only. YouTube, I did for 2-3 years. Then long form content was dying down. It was short form content. Then I focused more on TikTok. 2022 to 2023 to 2024, I mostly focused on TikTok. I was posting on all platforms, but focused only on TikTok. And then 2024 I focused more on Instagram. So that way I gained followers everywhere. You know?
You maintained like your adaptability basically.
Because there are millions of people in the world. Not everyone knows you, not everyone has watched
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, told in the beginning, I reposted the same video on every platform. Every year I will do it. And it will blow up.
But no, it's a good thing because, like, adaptability is something so many people stress about. I don't even think it's just in content creation, but in every aspect of things we do. The people that do take it seriously, they succeed to, like, next level. But the people that are like, I don't need adaptability, look where they are now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's when most content creators fall off, because they don't, like, reinvent their content. And most of them, because I think during the COVID time, there were, like, so many influencers popping. Like, I'm just giving an example. For example, like, fitness influencers, they were quite big in the UAE. Now, they hardly hit 1,000 views. They were all hitting, like, numbers, 20, 30K. But now, nobody knows them.
At least on one platform, you need to have good amount of
followers.
Either yes. TikTok, not followers, mm-hmm. views. I mean, at this point, followers doesn't matter. You can mm-hmm. have 20 million followers, and if you don't have engagement, it's gone.
Finally, someone says it out loud.
Yeah.
Someone says it out loud.
Followers doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I can show you people who have 20 million, 10 million followers and their engagement is less than my engagement. And I have, like, on Instagram only around 1 million.
1 million.
So it depends on how consistent you are. Now, if I don't post for a month on Instagram, after a month, probably my account will have worse engagement than MDX's profile. So... I'm not saying I'm...
Yeah,
I'm
no, 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 go ahead. That's fine. Sorry. No, I love this content. Let's go.
I'm just going to go and check if my staff ID card is still there.
So you need to be consistent. That is the reason I've been posting nonstop for 11 years. Whether I get views or not, I mm-hmm. don't get views. But then again, you need to find a way to make money to sustain yourself consistently. If you don't find a way to make money, you're going to be stressed. You're going to be tensed. And then eventually your creativity is going
to... a backup plan as well, just in case if things go wrong.
Not backup plan, I would mm-hmm. say... If you have a backup plan, you will never give your 100%.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that. If you have a backup plan, if you have a backup plan, you'll be like, okay, if this doesn't work out, I can go to my backup plan. See? Content creation is not... You need to find a way to make money through content creation.
Just basically just like not give up. Like try and exhaust every option.
Like start OnlyFans or something. Doesn't matter.
Basically just exhaust every option until the final say so.
Exactly.
And I guess it's like you do everything. When it reaches a point where like I've done every single platform, what's left? Then I guess.
Yeah. And if even after that point you're not achieving success, then there is a problem with you. Like just because you don't give up doesn't mean it's meant for you. You need to know when to give up. That you need to have that mentality.
It's like leave the sport before the sport leaves you.
Yes. You need to know.
So Mikel Arteta.
So how do or like most influencers...
Nobody got that joke.
Or like,
damn.
What?
It's okay, keep going.
Are you okay? Sorry. Yeah. Most influencers or content creators, adaptability, there's so many people like you, they're able to adapt and be consistent, but there are so many influencers who fall on the trap, like, okay, they do not know when to stop, but even though they think they're high, but they're really not with the numbers, engagement, and how relevant they are. So how do you understand that, okay, I should stop here or should I keep on going?
If you're doing it for fun,
mm-hmm.
continue till you die. If you're not making money out of it and you have no other income source, then you need to stop. Go find a job. It's as simple as that.
Fair enough. Makes sense.
If you can't feed yourself and feed your family, then you need to stop.
That means blunt facts.
Blunt facts.
I mean, okay, maybe if okay, you're really passionate about it for 1, 2, 3, look, let's say maximize, you can stretch it for 1 year. You're just eating peanuts and surviving. But after 1 year, you need to be realistic. You can't live in a delusional world. You know, you need to be realistic. Okay, I need to make money. Let me go find a job.
Like, how important is it for you when you are like developing and building your content, whether it's like for brands or for yourself, that you maintain that like high level of realism with how you build it?
I did not understand. Like, in a sense, realism with what?
Like, in terms of coming to terms with if something works or not. Like, how much do you stress it on your own content?
I mean, honestly, it doesn't matter. I give the brand what they want. Because at the end of the day, they have their own marketing people. They have their own ego. They have their own, you know, thought process. If I suggest them something, if I suggest them A, B, C, D, they'll be like, no, let's do X, Y, Z. I'll be like, okay. Even though I know X, Y, Z will not work. I say, okay, you guys selected it. I will try to convince you once, twice. But then if the pay is not that great, I'm not going to, you know, stress myself. So if you listen to me, good. You will get the result. If you don't listen to me, you'll not get the result. For example, my company, 777, we recently signed a client. That client was worked with three different marketing companies for organic content creation. None of them could get them views organically on TikTok. That guy's my friend. He was like, Zubair, it's not working. I'm not understanding this concept. Everyone is just coming and taking money. I said, okay, I will help you out. This is my charges. Too much, but I'll give you 50% off. But you will not interfere. I will tell you sit, you will sit. I will tell you stand, you will stand.
Full creative control.
Full creative control. No matter what it is. You tell me what you want to promote, I will come up with the scripts. And when the first video we posted on their TikTok page, it got 14,000 views. 14,000 views. Now, let me tell you something. The last time a video on their page crossed 5,000 views was around 100 or 120 videos back. Oof. And we posted so far 9 videos or 10 videos for them, and we crossed more than 150,000 views in total in just 10 videos. Ooh. So, you see, you need to have creative control, creative freedom. If the brands don't give you that, you go with it. But then what can you do if it doesn't work out?
So how do you convince these brands? Because even when I work with these brands, or when the brands sponsor me, they're like, okay, but we need this format. I was like, no, we're not going to this format. This is what I believe in. Because for me, again, it's more of like cinematics. That's what I kind of believe in. That's because that's what my passion lies on. So I was like, we need to do it this way. It will intrigue, of course, with the hook and whatever it is. But how do you convince a brand if they're reluctant? It's like, no, we can't do this, or we want like this kind of video. I was like, no, we'll do this. It'll work. And I do bring results as well. But for the future, how do we like tackle that? That's the main
question.
You
speak to them before signing the contract.
Yeah.
So be like, do I have full creative freedom? Whatever I say will be the final say. Okay, you guys want changes, we'll give you. But the changes, I want to bring it. If they say no, then depends. If you still want to work with them, sign the contract.
Makes sense, yeah.
It's as simple as that. Because like I said, end of the day, they have their own marketing people. They have their own attitude. They have their own ego. It all comes down to ego. Because you do something which they can't, and it gets result.
It goes, yep.
They will be like, what are you guys doing for?
We know a certain person who does this.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Again, I'm just going to... Just remind me to check my desk if my ID card is still there. I know UAE... My Emirates ID is with me. It's like in my back pocket, but it's the staff one that gets me my monthly salary. You know? That's the one I'm focused on.
Yeah.
But if you don't mind me asking, like, I want to deviate a bit. I know we're focusing on the content creation a bit, but I do want to... I want to address a quick topic, like...
I'm single. Don't worry.
Sure. For anyone interested, here we go. You can follow his account. All links in the description. Don't worry.
DM me on Instagram. I have followers, I have money.
I mean, will you respond?
I don't have supercar, but then I can rent it.
Rent it.
Coming soon.
I have my own rent-a-car company, so you can.
There we go. Okay. Something I did want to ask you, I mean, all of us can chip in, is we're all, I believe, we were like raised here in the UAE. And I always wanted to ask this question to so many guests, but I feel like you are the right person to ask. First, cafeteria food. Thoughts? In general.
10 out of 10.
Kukalshe or Rabash? Really? Okay. Then this general
one. Should ask chicken paratha or chicken burger. Okay.
I was about to go with that.
Go for the menu one then.
No, specifically, Francisco or Zinger?
Francisco.
Really?
Yeah. With the paratha, yeah?
Francisco. Yeah, that's the paratha. Zinger's the burger style. Yeah.
Francisco.
I know what you're going to say.
No, I didn't say anything.
You know, you're going to say neither.
No, I'm probably going to say PUBG or something.
Yeah,
they all have like weird names.
PUBG is too heavy. It's too big. Like
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no, it lacks flexibility, basically.
Yeah.
You need that motion in order to actually... You know.
What were the drinks? One is Abu, then what's the other one?
One is Abu Shagar.
Is like, that a drink?
There is a drink. There's a milkshake called Abu Shagar named after it.
Okay, then Abu or Abu Shagar.
Banana juice, Asir Moz.
Just stick with standard.
You need energy.
Nah, the best is Karak.
Karak, yeah, of course.
Like here, there are so many like things that are costing like 300 or 350 dirhams that I can get Karak for 175 times, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh yeah. My God.
I mean, Karak is definitely OG. You need to drink Karak. Karak and Mountain Dew. Are we boycotting something over
no,
here?
No.
I don't know.
Don't leave me hang on this, but I respect the Mountain Dew call. See, it's a good drink.
It's a good drink.
Yeah.
Here's a very interesting question. How much would he charge a Karak chai for? Is it 1 dirham, 2 dirham, or 50 fils?
What's the most you'll go for a Karak?
If I have option, I would definitely go for the 1 dirham Karak.
Okay, fair.
But
fair
then enough. If I'm going to a place where I have no option, he's selling Karak for $6, I feel like drinking, I will pay it.
What if
I will curse him, but I'll pay.
What if it's like 20 to 25 dirhams? There are some...
No, if it's 20 to 25, it
for
needs...
Dalla? For
Dalla? No, like at this at best.
For this, there has to be some gold. You gotta put some caviar.
No, 20 to 25 dirhams, no, bro. That's too much for a Karak.
There you go. So now we put a point right.
That is not Karak. That is Tarak. Basically, Tarak.
We'll explain the lore behind the scenes. Too funny.
Yeah, this is up for a separate conversation. Anyways, returning to like the content, if I may ask, because I want to ask this to both of you, because you both focus on content creation at a scale, right? Is of course, like when you like work with companies, it's primarily in, let's say, the fitness nutrition side. You are Arbab, you go the full scale route. But when it comes to, let's say, working with specific companies, before they pitch you the ideas, when you just see the brand name, does the name or the market itself influence your decision to work with them? Or do you still think like, no, you know what, if I can adapt, I'll just go for them?
You can answer.
Definitely. If it's a big brand, I charge more. If it's a small brand...
Like- no, not like charging more, but just like to choose to work with them. Like, for example, you got Nike, you have KCAL, then you, of course, you have, let's say, like Facebook, Meta, like that. Like, does the market influence you in any way?
We are, you have to beep this out, but we are, you know, same like. So, this is like 10,000 one reel, 50,000 two reels, just like that. Have you seen Peaky Blinders?
Yes.
Thomas Shelby.
Oh, I know which one you're before.
We all are, you know?
Yeah.
We just sell different parts of ourselves. It's simple as that.
Again?
This is going to be the best episode.
By the way, before we continue, I don't know if the camera is active. We're joined by a new producer today. Josh is also with us, but let's give a round of applause for his first time on the show, Mohammed Bilal.
Josh became brown now, so.
Fun fact, this is Bilal's first episode, like, producing the show for us.
Really?
And like, he couldn't...
This guy's giving me extra work. I have to add beeps now.
He's going on leave soon as well.
That's a him problem.
Oh, yeah. He chose an amazing episode to produce.
To produce.
Anyways, I'll hand it back to you, like, as you were saying.
For me, it's more on the brand name, because again, like, for full-time content creators, they'll, again, as you said, whatever brings in the money, you have to say yes to it in the end of the day. Of course, with the whole brand values, each influencer will have their own thing. For me, it's just like, I'm not relying all my whole pay on the content creation. So for me, okay, what are the brands which influencers normally don't get, like the micro-influencers normally don't get? That's the one I kind of work with. So,
okay.
A bit of exclusivity kind of a thing, because if every micro-influencer gets the same brand, that's okay, then the exclusivity goes away, then you don't have that brand value. Because if someone asks me, okay, why would I want to work with you, I'm like, okay, I've worked with these brands, which most of who we're trying to reach out hasn't. So that's what that kind of comes into play.
It was in the news yesterday or today that now a new license is required.
Yeah, so
I'm
now
so glad it's out.
Really?
So apart from DED, there's something else as well.
I think the license is called Mu'lin.
Yeah.
So is that sure. Just dedicated for content creators?
No. Yes. To promote it, right?
If you are promoting someone, whether be it paid or unpaid, you need to have the license.
Well, that's my next post gotta be.
So wait, doesn't if
and I think maybe I'm wrong, but according to what I read is you need to have a trade license first to apply for that license.
Ooh.
So now if you need a license, just contact my company. charge you a fee and we'll get you a license.
Done.
There we go. As simple as that.
But if I may ask though, and sorry for like deviating off of this, doesn't it, I'm guessing it makes it being a content creator harder though, right?
What are you being a content creator for? For the money or for the love of content creation?
Investment.
If you're doing it for money, then it's just going to be short term. And once you make the money, you see money's not coming, you're going to change back.
Fair enough. It kind of makes sense.
You got to beep that.
I feel like the ink on the marker is running out more than life on all our setup.
It's okay. Same thing with Fahad as well. So we have work to do. Speaking of influencers,
I'm gonna turn on my mic. This is Farhan's favorite topic.
No.
This is a one-to-one conversation now. Like I'm just
no. For me, influencers more of like it's a hit or a miss. Most of them I just don't f with because they're all sellouts in the end of the day.
But
there are actually really good ones out there as well, which I kind of respect and hustle and whatnot. But here the thing is. Do you think all the influencers are... Is Dubai become like a whole influencer-focused kind of a thing for trends? Is that what it is now?
Everyone wants to be an influencer because they think it's easy and they think, okay, I'll get the perks of it. I never, you know, like the word influencer. If someone calls me influencer, I'd be like, no, I'm a content creator.
Content creator.
Because every content creator is an influencer, but not every influencer is a content creator. So there's a huge difference. Now, the technology is accessible. When I started, I didn't even have a phone to record with. I used to borrow my friend's phone, which is iPhone 5 or iPhone 4 something like that, to record.
Back when there was a button on the phone face.
Yes. Now, even if you buy a 300 dirhams phone, you have a very good quality camera. So everyone, you know, has become an influencer in a way, even if they like it or not. But again, it is, till you make money, it's fine. When you don't make money, you come to the real world and be like, okay, I need to find a job.
Fair enough. But what about the trends over here? Like, it's like, you can name, like, okay, what are the trends? You'll have 5-6 trends. So do you think, is Dubai just like that now with all the, whatever trend comes in, everybody just hops on and just like that? There's no kind of innovative thing coming outside of the box. Like, if you think about the, okay, there's going to be Dubai chocolate, Labubu, what else is there? Coffee raves, this, that. So it's just like a very small circle of trends, and there's nothing more outside of it.
Run clubs to a degree.
Run clubs to a degree as well, yes.
That is how it is everywhere. In every country, in all parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That is how you get views in an easy way. You see a trend, you hop on it. Even that aura farming, the boat kid.
He's coming to Dubai now.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he is. Yes.
Okay.
So, whatever it is, you have to do the trends if you want to get views fast. It's as simple as it's the easy way to gain fame. And that is how it is, not just in Dubai, in every part of the world. Because like I said, internet is accessible, camera is accessible, you do it.
One iPhone is enough, Android phone is enough.
Not even just iPhone.
I'm an Android man. I will defend the powers of Samsung, Huawei.
No. OnePlus. Okay, enough. Okay.
Listen, man, not all of us have 4K to put on like a 128 gig iPhone, bro. Come on, love it.
This is iPhone 14 Pro Max. I bought this year. I used iPhone 11 for 5 years. And this I bought used. I didn't buy a new one.
This is Samsung. I got it when Noon went 75% off flash sale.
But you are not a content creator.
Yeah, I don't need
I am.
Yeah, that's fair.
What was pissing off was I bought a used phone. A guy owed me money. He had a new phone every time our iPhone released.
Yeah, then there are crazy people like and that. Like, I mean, you see the lines in Apple, how they wait for the
you
new
owe me
iPhones.
Money and you have a new iPhone?
Where? This clearly, there's a problem in this.
I mean, no, then I said I'll just file a police case. Mm-hmm. Sell your phone and give me the money. He did that.
Fair
enough. So, I mean, we know how your family, what's it pretty much been, how supportive they are, how many doubts they've had and all, but when the first video went viral, what did they have like an idea of how big it's gonna be, or like did they understand or grasp it mainly?
They were totally against it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not my mother, but my father was against it. Like I told you, know, my father, he was a cop, charge of police. He worked there for I think almost 40 years.
Whoa.
Yeah, he was a charge of airport police. So back then social media was still new, especially in UAE.
The concept was yes, very different than what it is now.
You know, people with the old mentality, it's a little hard for them to grasp. They go like, what is this rubbish you're doing? Blah, blah, blah. I will kick you outside the house. This, that. I kept silent. I'm like, okay. He's a father. He can say whatever he wants. You know, you don't back answer. Even if you don't agree with them, keep quiet. Listen. Listen from one ear, throw it from the other ear. Simple as that.
Probably not the best lesson for all the younger people.
I think it's the best lesson.
It is better than back answering.
Yeah, that's fair. That is very true.
You just, when you back answer, because see, parents have ego as well.
Yeah.
They are humans. They are not, you know, God.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're back answering, you're going to trigger their ego.
True, that's right.
The best is listen. You don't want to take their advice? Listen from the sheer truth. It's way better than back answering. So I just kept quiet and then started coming on the news. I started coming on, you know, my cousins are calling my mother. Like, yeah, we saw Zubair's video, this, that. And then later when people started recognizing my car, when my father used to take it, they're like, oh, this is Zubair's car. He's like, yeah, my son. And then he saw me on the TV that, okay, his interviews are coming. And then he was a bit okay with it. Because back then, they never knew the concept of content creation bringing money. They wanted the child to do a job.
Mm-hmm.
9 to 5, secure his future. Well, future is never secured, no matter what you do.
True. And I feel like now, like, it's proven, like, how the traditional route is not the only route. Like, even if you, like, one thing I've noticed, like, and I feel like you're, like, probably, I always, for this specific example, Franz, like, the best one to explain is, like, he did his undergraduate master's in marketing, and now he is a social media coordinator, an athletics coach, so he has the formal education, but that also helped him to realize, like, yeah, you can, he has that career in sports, and Bro's flourishing.
Yeah, that's
top
good.
Number one athletics university team, is it?
Yeah, in the UAE for 2 years nice. In a row. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes. You have no idea how much this guy was at me to make sure I announced the team name properly on stage. He was like, listen, you're going to say it like this. I don't want anything else.
I mean, I understand him. You couldn't say my second name properly.
Yeah, that's fair.
See, there you go.
I understand his feelings.
Yeah.
How can he not know this?
Man, listen, I've been following his account for years.
I'm sure my 11-year-old brother can say his name much better than you do. And I know this because he's 11, right? So he blasts your videos on the whole TV and I was like, first thing I wake up to, I was like, Zubair's 7 a.m.
on a Saturday, he just hears
literally 7
I'm dating Zubair without knowing him.
Literally, I was like, why is he here? All his personalities are there.
No, but that's some also,
wig,
but to be fair, I feel like that's also a sign that you know how like someone's made it. Like, imagine being able to hear that, okay, younger, like his younger son, like 11 years, 12 years, they're blasting your content very early on. I'm pretty sure that has to be like a very good feeling for you as well.
My YouTube content is mainly for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly for kids and adults who like stupid humor.
Fair
it's
enough.
Mainly for kids. And I know if I make videos for kids, indirectly I'm going to target the parents. Because
mm-hmm.
kids will... Parents, okay, my kid is going to eat only if he watches Zubair. Let me put Zubair.
It's like an immediate muscle reflex in a way.
So,
but what if the parents find your Instagram account?
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fair.
I mean, so it was like...
before I say something,
sorry,
before I cut you off,
yeah.
My Instagram account is not the worst thing their kids have seen on the internet.
You do got a point there. You have
be
a
it 5-year-old kid or 10-year-old, they've seen worse things.
It's probably true.
My Instagram is probably more PG.
It's more PG. Now it's just like TikTok collabs and all
green
that.
Green flag stamp right there.
So I think once you started, correct me if I'm wrong. I think when you started, it was more targeted to your age, like our age kind of thing.
No. When I started, it was more of a relatable content.
Okay.
Okay.
People can relate with.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook, I used to post relatable content.
Like, if you have an example. Like,
for example,
types of drivers.
That is even later.
Mm-hmm.
Misunderstanding Arabic words.
Mm-hmm.
People living in the Gulf, they relate to it. People who lived in the Gulf and gone abroad relate to it.
Yeah.
So they used to share. So that was my target, you know, create relatable content.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just pop up on Instagram and social media and create some funny video. You're not going to blow up. You have to relate to people. You have to make the videos shareable. That's what was my game plan in the beginning. Did that, COVID hit, changed to different style of content. I created characters, mother, father, child, aunt, uncle, different type of things I created. Still going on. So you need to adapt. Like I said, you can't be a Nokia. You have to adapt.
So YouTube is just for the kids now? Because I kind of understood, okay, he's trying to like try a different route. Because again, kids will watch it nevertheless because on repeat and whatnot.
I mean, I'm not putting the same effort I used to put on YouTube because like I said, I have a media company. I have a clothing brand. I have a perfume.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you need to change. Till when I will make content.
That's what I like about him. You know, he's got a plan like A, B, C. I mean,
and honestly, it's not a plan I made up. It's just in my mind. Like, okay, I need to do
it. It just goes with the flow. Yeah.
Goes if whatever trend is happening, more or less, like what kind of works in your way. Because most people, they just stick to the same thing and try their best and maybe just like hope for the best. Okay, let's be viral or whatever. But yeah, makes sense over there. what else was there? Is there anything else you want to ask?
I think he's asking me. Like, I mean, I've been following your content for a good couple of years now. I think these last 40 minutes, even prior, I've learned so much more about the lore and the effort that puts in. But one thing I did want to come back to is to like try and re-emphasize to a lot of people is the actual effort put into content creation or content development. Because one of the things is, of course, I've seen like Farhan, like when he does his edits and stuff for the sports account. And then like recently I was like, you know what, let me dabble on this, see like how long maybe like a 30 second 40 second video takes, because I would see him working 6-7 hours on one clip alone. I was like, let me try and just make a 30 second clip. I spent an entire evening trying to get the perfect like smooth transition. That's when I started to realize like there's a lot more behind the scenes. So I guess for everyone listening, that maybe if they want to pursue content creation, or if they just want to start dabbling in it, what's something that they have to be aware of? Like, they need to know this before they take that jump.
Don't focus on the numbers. Do it for the love of it. If you focus on the numbers, you'll be demotivated. Not every video is going to hit a million unless you're Justin Bieber or Shah Rukh Khan. Not every video is going to hit a million. And the numbers are, it's just like drugs. This is like serious, not even a funny way. You get 1 million views, you get the hype, like, oh my god, 1 million, and the next video gets 5,000 views, you'll go into depression. legit, you will go into depression.
It's a dopamine hit.
Yes. Yeah. You'll be like, what is this? Why is it not hitting? Why is it not hitting? Because you're not used to it. Mm-hmm. Now you want every video to hit 1 million. So you need to train your mind in that way. You need to be mentally very strong. Because people think social media is a simple game. No, you need to be ready for the backlash. You need to be ready for the people's abuse. People will abuse you no matter what. You create the most best and the purest content on earth, you'll still get hit. That's just the rule. You need to have a thick skin. You need to stay away from numbers. If you're going to focus on followers, on views, in the beginning, it's just going to demotivate you. Later on in the future, you will figure it out, how to get views, how to not get views. But yeah, and make sure you know what you're doing. If you're just doing for time pass, okay. But if you want to pursue it as a career, be, you know, mentally very strong. Mm-hmm. And if you're in a relationship, prioritize one thing. Either your content, either your relationship. You can't do two.
It makes sense. I mean, unless you can get a balance, and sure, like
There is no balance. If you have Roman a balance, then that means you're not serious.
I mean, then again, Roman Atwood figured it out.
Who?
Roman Atwood. Oh my God.
He was an OG prankster.
OG, dad.
No, my leave it.
I avoid lawsuits.
Just tell us more about your agency, since you...
Yeah.
We have a marketing company with my business partner, Hisham. Mm-hmm. Hisham is like my childhood friend, even though he's my 2-year junior from school. And I know how to make myself go viral. So I was like, okay, why not do it for clients? Mm-hmm. I have a name in the market. Like, I've been creating content for so long, 11 or 12 years now. Basically, somewhere or the other, someone has seen me. So use my name, use my experience, use my expertise, and do what I do for myself for other clients. Mm-hmm. Like that, we already hired the team. I've trained them personally. And so far, the results have been good. So whoever wants to go viral, like, you guys are not able to do your work properly with the podcast, call my company, MDX Unplugged. We will help you go viral.
See, if it goes to that position, I'm taking this.
I mean, here, having it would be a great asset, but we ain't gonna get there.
So I think each episode you can bring each personality. That could be your own series on its own. You have the pretty lady and you have whichever character he's gonna bring that day.
Oh my god, the backlash I got on this.
That is crazy.
I mean, hey, four.
Oh, duh, man.
Okay, so it's more of like social media content or just like marketing in general, or how does it go by with your agency?
We will enhance your social media presence.
Okay.
If your social media presence is bad, we will make it better. We will make it better than what it already is.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to have a social media presence. If you're a business and you don't have a social media presence, it's very shady. People will not trust you easily now in this day and age. So we enhance, you know, the businesses or individual social media presence. You want views, you want followers, we'll get you that. Organically. Not paid or bought.
Not paying on none of the shares. Like the real of the account itself generates it for itself.
Yes.
So no more the boosting engagement kind of thing.
Boosting is good, but then it has a separate purpose.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to enhance your social media presence, you need to create it organically.
So what would you use boosting for? Like, just in general?
You want to generate leads.
Okay.
You need the quick leads. You need to, you know, run meta ads.
Okay.
If client wants that, we will do it. But we will do it in a separate platform.
So that's more from like a business perspective, not a social media perspective. Yes. Oh,
okay.
So I mean, you do have to pay a daily fee.
It goes
as well.
Simultaneously. Mm-hmm. For example, TikTok, we create organic content. And if they insist on running ads to generate leads, because organic content, you can't control where the video goes viral.
Mm-hmm.
But when you run meta ads, you can control. Okay, I need customers from India. I need customers from Brazil. You can target.
With the age, target, demographic,
yes,
interest.
You can target. With the fee, you can then, like, it's just going to be pushed in that area.
Yes.
Specifically.
So it works hand in hand. You gain trust organically with organic content, and then you run meta ads to generate leads.
But I guess in an overarching way as well, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong from both of you, is like organic is 100% supposed to be the best way to go, right?
It's best, yes. But it's long-term game.
Okay.
It's not short-term.
You can't expect like a million off the get-go. Like, organic is going to take some time to hit, right?
I mean, we've done that, million on a get-go.
Okay.
Which is also a problem. Because not every video is going to hit a million.
Mm-hmm.
So when the first ever video hits a million, the client's expectation goes up the roof.
Okay, that's...
The first video hit a million. Why did the second video didn't hit a million? Like, bro, doesn't work like that.
It's the algorithm.
So it's all... But I guess that part also comes down to working with the client, making them explain. That's from like a business perspective.
That's
as well,
where Hisham comes. He's expert in that.
He's the negotiator.
Yeah, he's expert in that.
He's the negotiator.
Yeah, I'm very bad. The client will be like, we don't want to work with you. I'll be like, okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
And then Hisham's like, wait. We have contract. We have monthly
salary.
That's
where Hisham comes.
Okay.
Like, bro, listen. Come here, bro. Why are you crying? Bro? And then he'll bring him under the fold and he will be like, and the client will be done. Sign one more contract.
I mean, he's here with us as well, right?
Yeah.
He's hiding somewhere.
Should we bring him on? Just give him a peek into the camera.
You want to come, Hisham? He's like, I don't want to expose myself to the clients.
He wants to stay away from the clients. He does the BTS.
Yes.
He does the BTS, fair enough. Final question. What's next for you? I mean, I know you're doing the FIFA League, but apart from that,
Oh my God. Like, we already interviewed one of the, like, the man of it, but if they would require a center attacking midfielder.
No, he did propose to us, so it's okay. Sorry,
but center attacking midfielder, left back.
Nobody cares. Sorry.
So yeah, I mean, FIFA started.
He proposed us positions in the game, so we'll see how that goes in September. Right. So,
yeah. We're doing FIFA. I mean, it started as a joke.
Yeah,
but then
now it's something interesting.
It's something interesting. Yeah. Let's see how it unfolds.
Yeah.
And what's next for me is, I don't know. Let's see where life takes. I'm planning to go around the world now. Like this year, I'm inshallah planning to travel to India.
Oh wow!
So
I know a guy that can help.
No.
I know a guy.
Just continue.
So I'm planning to go to India because I need the Indian audience. If I get even 0.1% of the Indian audience, khalas, that's it, done. I don't need anyone else.
You know what you should do? Try the street food challenge. You know it's gonna blow up.
I mean, I've been to India before, but then I've only been to Hyderabad.
Okay.
But I've not been to Mumbai, Kerala, or you know all these places. I want to go to these places. I heard like you know, pretty women all over there.
Oh my God,
that's just convincing. Not the culture, not the food.
I was very busy, but then I got a call like, "Where there are pretty ladies?" I'm like, "That's it. Book my ticket. I'm coming."
All right, before you could do that, I just want to ask excluding since we're coming to the end of the show, Bilal, how many? Can we just see how many? How many bleeps so far? Can you just show the notebook from there? Let us show us that page.
Not that many?
Okay, that's not too bad.
That's not too bad.
That's not too bad compared to Fahad.
No, but I'm saying this is the second one. This is top two.
That is Fahad.
Yeah, that's Fahad.
Yeah, you see. See, I didn't curse. Yeah. It's just the words in some of my sentences were risky.
Yeah, true. Yeah, to be fair, he used the S word only once or twice. But Fahad kept on.
Yeah, we don't.
He was too funny.
Just watch Fahad's episode to understand the editorial masterclass that was put into play.
So traveling, FIFA.
Also, they are inviting me to Malaysia to give me an award end of this year. But let's see how it works. Because I said I need business class tickets. they're probably like not our budget. I'm like, sorry.
I mean, hey, it's Malaysia.
It is Malaysia.
If they sponsor you.
It's 7 hours trip, bro. That's too long. I'm not going
to
travel.
I went to Malaysia like 7 times last year. The flight is difficult. Trust me.
You're used to it. I'm not even used to
it. No. I've been there 7 times and the flight is still difficult.
See,
bro, economy middle class, no, middle seat.
I don't mind traveling economy if it's going to India or you know, 2 hours, 3 hours.
Two
is
hours,
fine.
Three hours.
7 hours.
There's a point you have to actually stand, like you have to move around.
I went to Umrah last week. I flew business.
But that's like a
2 hours, yes.
I'm not gonna ask. Like you're you. You got the backing.
I got
money.
Free upgrade, bro. Everyone was shouting.
Oh my God, you're a celebrity.
Me and Fahad are supposed to go together. Okay. But some issue happened and Fahad couldn't travel. So I was like, okay, Fahad, I'm just gonna, you know, do online check-in. I do online check-in and Fahad also has the app open. He's in his house. I'm like, Fahad, did they deduct something from your card? He's like, no. I check my card. I'm like, nothing is deducted. And then he checks. He's like, why do you have business? I'm like, I don't know, bro. Why do you have business?
Why complain? There's no question.
And he's like, bro, they never upgrade like that. I'm like, I don't know. Let me go and see. Maybe they will allow me or they'll not allow me.
I am Zubair. That is why.
But then I went. It was amazing. I just texted Fahad once I was in the seat. I'm like, don't talk to me if you don't fly business, bro. But then in Saudi, also I got business class upgrade because the supervisor knew me.
So could you help us up for
No.
We need some upgrades. No. We have like an 11-hour journey.
Where?
We're going to Cambodia next.
No, it was the thing. So I had this was my thing. Because like I had a family trip to Japan planned. But then, God's grace, my sister and brother-in-law, they found a very good apartment. So we had to focus on that, helping them move in and whatnot. And then I had like some leave stacked up. And I was like, I don't want to carry this over. I want to just go somewhere. So I just went online. I just searched like top five cheapest countries in Asia.
He just said Inky Pinky Ponk and just chose a country.
Yeah, there was like Cambodia, Vietnam. They all had visa on arrival. I just did Inky Pinky Ponky. Then I actually searched which one's the cheapest visa. Then so Cambodia
if he
linked
if
up.
If he dies, so sorry. But the episode
Cambodia
was
there. I was just doing this research. Farhan just comes around and he's like, bro, why are you looking at Cambodia? I'm like, I'm going there. You want to join? He's like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Just YOLO. This is what adult money does to everyone. It's like, hey, you know what? Let's just do this.
So yeah, like, this is planned in the span of 3 weeks.
I hope you guys go and come back safe.
Safe, hopefully. If not, videos will be uploaded. We won't be... Yeah, that's it.
Just tell them to tag me. That's it.
Can we get the collab?
No.
Oh, damn. It was worth a shot. Yeah. It was worth a shot.
Anyway.
Yo, man. Fulus.
Fulus. Fulus. Everything is Fulus here.
But it doesn't work on my page. Tell me if you find one podcast on my page.
We'll be the first.
It doesn't work on my page.
I don't think it'll work.
Unless
he knows the account better than
unless it's something comedic.
Don't.
Well, we'll see about that.
Anyway.
And I think that's about it.
That is about it. Once again, thank you so much for coming on. I know it's pretty late as well with the time we're recording. I mean, it depends what you...
You said late, so I was like, what's the time?
Fair. But yeah, but really, thank you so much. We really appreciate you coming on. Of course, we will be tagging. All your links will be in the description. For those of you who have not yet witnessed this guy's content, please make sure to check out his content. Follow him on Instagram and all socials. Of course, on our channel, if you haven't yet subscribed, leave a like.
It's too bright.
You wear your shades the entire time.
It's because I hardly sleep, so if I don't wear, I'm like this.
So yeah, of course, thank you so much once again. Make sure you guys leave a like, comment, share, subscribe. Remember, we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, even though it's not just in the UAE.
Oh, wow.
That's a whole different story to explain. But yeah, thank you so much, everybody. And we will see you guys next time on the next episode of MDX Unplugged. Unfiltered, unscripted, university life. Thank you and have a great day ahead.